If the late Rodney Dangerfield had been a legal scholar, he might have put it this way. Jokes don't get no respect. At least not the respect that other forms of creative expression do. Now, some professional funny people are standing up for the right to have their words protected. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, NBC Studios, Jay Leno, and other comedians recently filed a lawsuit against an author of several joke books for copyright infringement.
Judy Brown, a comedy teacher and writer, has edited some 19 joke books, including The Funny Pages, Joke Stew, and The Comedy Thesaurus. The books are organized by theme, everything from religion to refrigerator. This one, by comedian Rita Rudner, falls under children in the book Jokes to Go. Here's how it sounded on Rudner's HBO special, Born to be Mild.
You just never know what type of child you're getting. They have their own personalities immediately. I was watching little kids on a carousel, teeny little kids. Some kids were jumping on the horses. Some kids were afraid of the horses. Some kids were betting on the horses.
Rita Rudner says she was shocked when she found out that Brown had published lots of her jokes in several different books. Along with Jay Leno, Jimmy Brogan, and Kathleen Madigan, who are also in the books, Rudner is suing.
Because it's hard to be funny. Jokes are very, very difficult things to write, and when I think of one, I get so excited, and it doesn't happen often, so I want to try to protect it.
The lawsuit was filed by attorney Theodore Boutrous.
Ms. Brown simply copies the jokes from copyrighted publications, from television, from other sources, and just reprints them in these books, and then they're repackaged and sold for profit. I think that clearly violates federal copyright law.
Attempts to reach editor Judy Brown were unsuccessful. The attorney representing her publisher, Andrews McMeel, declined to comment. But intellectual property lawyer David Korsnick says most likely the defense will argue that the joke books are covered under fair use. That would mean proving, among other things, that Judy Brown created something new or transformative in using the jokes. Korsnick says there might also be a battle over whether an isolated joke from a larger performance constitutes a copyright work. And there's another factor.
What are jokes? And jokes are often very derivative of other people's jokes, and they may not really be owned by anyone, or they may have a very weak claim to ownership and creativity.
Some in the comedy business, especially those who go back a few years, say borrowing material is practically an industry standard. Sheldon Patinkin, one of the original founders of Second City in Chicago, is perplexed by the litigation.
Milton Berle has published two enormous books of jokes, probably none of which are his. I'm sort of amazed that they're suing, if you want to know the truth of the matter. I'm sure they don't intend to use the jokes again. They said it on television in front of millions of people. They're not going to go around repeating it.
That may or may not be true, but the plaintiffs in the case view their jokes as their property. Even Jay Leno, who doesn't write all of the jokes in his Tonight Show monologues himself. He told this one on a night when First Lady Laura Bush was a guest, and there were Secret Service men everywhere.
But see, you see these secrets. So the guy's not laughing, besides the regular audience members. Those are Secret Service guys. And they're very brave people, the Secret Service men and women. I mean, what other job do you have to agree to take a bullet for your boss? All right, besides 7-Eleven. Okay, other than 7-Eleven. Okay, besides
that. That joke is in Judy Brown's book, The Comedy Thesaurus. It should be noted that television isn't Judy Brown's only source for jokes she uses in her books. The lawsuit claims she also cribbed from live routines in comedy clubs. On some occasions, she solicited jokes from various websites, including ShekyMagazine.com, which is edited by Tracy Skeen and her husband, Brian McKim.
And I believe she was above board and open about the fact that there was no compensation, the fact that they would be credited. Often, a joke book will not credit the comic.
McKim and his wife even contributed a few jokes to a couple of Judy Brown's books. But he thinks this lawsuit is a sign that comedians are taking themselves and their material more seriously, a little like singer-songwriters. He says it started with people like Bob Newhart and Lenny Bruce.
The idea that you could take Lenny Bruce's material and use it as your own in a nightclub quickly stopped, I'd say, with the advent of the new wave of comedians in the 60s and the 70s. Whereas before, we were sort of like people who recorded songs from Tin Pan Alley. Now, we're the Beatles or we're Billy Joel. We do all our own material now.
If this lawsuit goes to trial, chances are the testimony will include some great one-liners. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.